Hello there, and welcome to yet another episode of the Verzian Chronicles. This is episode 27 of Season 3, Knights of the Old Republic. We're coming across the scene we came across at the end, that combat, the last episode, where the two people are discussing if the captain ran into the Jedi, and then we walk up into them. They then say, "Here you are, that means the captain failed. I don't wish to see blood spilled further. Escape while you still have the chance. You killed the captain! Attack them!" We're going to start this fight with a stasis field. That fails. Then, we're going to run in and do a force wave. Alright, we've done one force wave. We follow with another force wave. We follow with a Master Flurry on the one we were fighting. We follow with another Force Wave. And we follow it with another Flurry of Masterful Skill. Now we're going to enter the inventory and do a little bit of a cheating, as they say. It's not actually cheating. What it is actually going to use an item from the inventory, which automatically uses it instead of waiting for the game to use it for us. So now we're going to step into the room and we're going to do another force wave. Force wave is so useful in that it actually killed off multiple enemies for us and basically has a very high DC for them to stop it. So with a bunch of force waves, we were able to clear the entire room. While we did take damage, I'm not going to say we didn't. We took a lot of damage. But we were able to solve the problem. My character's stuck and unable to grab the remains on the ground. While I'm grabbing the remains, I'm explaining why Force Wave is so powerful. Because it hits everything within a radius, right? It hits everything within a radius, and everything within that radius has to survive a DC of like 32, 33. So it ends up putting us in this situation where they really don't have any real great options to win that fight. There were six enemies in that room. Six enemies, and the Force Wave took care of three of them by itself. That tells you anything about how this works. We're going to turn on our Arcan Shielding, which is a energy shield that does... I don't quite remember right off the top of my head. It does energy, sonic, cold, electrical of 40 points. It survives up to 200 seconds or max damage taken. And I think it's got five uses, and I've used two of them. We're going to quickly save the game and then open up the secondary door, where we have more exchange soldiers and a Bith standing there with us. Yaili, thank the stars we meet again. Please save me from these monsters. One more word from you, Bith, and I'll drop you now! Stand back, Jedi, or I'll kill the prisoner! I'm sorry, but I won't allow you to harm him. Prepare yourself. I've been looking forward to testing my skill against someone of your strength. Back to die! Force wave. We gained light sign points, and I did a force wave. Did I mention force wave? Cool. Now we're going to fight the exchange soldier who was thinking he was so utterly badass that he wanted to fight me specifically. We did 17, 22, and 25 damage on that attack. All right. We are actually... Yeah, we just won that fight at 800 experience. We're doing Master Flurries over and over again. Now we're fighting just normal exchange soldiers. And we've killed two of them so far. The third one is firing his blaster at me, but as we run up to him, she pulls out a vibroblade, and we begin our Master Flurry combat loop. Of course, Master Flurry combat loop sets us in a way where we win completely. We're about half health. We gain 4,000 credits and two Krath blades off of that enemy there. The Krath blades are really nice. Let's go look at their new items. Krath Blood Blades are 2 to 11 blades. with a balance modifier plus one, and they're decent blades, not too great, not too shabby. Probably greatest backup weapons if our weapons get compromised for some reason. We're going to check the medical supplies in here really fast. Grab a life support pack, a Navadarian regenerator, and something else. I don't know what that was. We're also going to check the other containers here. Looks like there's nothing inside them. That is okay. We're also going to check for remains and check Ponda, make sure he's okay. Ponda, are you okay? Ponda says, thank you for saving me. Draymond is just behind the door. Good luck. You should try to escape to the bridge. It's safe there. Then I'll head to the bridge until we meet again, Kylie. And I gain more light side points. Very nice. With the boss man behind that next door, we need to put on the Akani shield, which is a different type of shield. The Akani shield is a 50-point shield of energy, sonic, and electrical. I think it's going to be better in this situation. We currently have the Gorlaudian reaction system on. Let's look at the Navardian regeneration. Navardian regeneration is a +2 regeneration cycle. I just think this is a better situation here. Mandalorian robes will increase our that we already have regeneration on, so I don't think there's any point worrying about. And I don't quite understand what regeneration is. I think regeneration is specifically regarding force powers. But I may be wrong, as we are currently level 17 and we are leveling up to level 18 right now. Leveling up to level 18. Let's check our skills right now. We have 1 point we can use anywhere, and it's going to recommend us putting them in computer use. I think I'm going to put them in security. We need 2 points to do that, so I'm just going to leave the point there and put it in security next level. We got one remaining power we can take, and it's going to recommend stun droid. And you know what? I think that might be a good idea to have stun droid. I'm looking at the other powers really fast here. We can also take speed, and I think that's what we're going to start taking, because it was restricted by armor, force speed was. But I think we're going to start taking force speed for our last three levels. Yeah, 17, 18, where we just hit 18, 19, and 20. Yeah, our last three levels will be taking Burst of Speed, Night Speed, and Master Speed, which will be rounding out our power list. I think working there, especially as we begin to wear more and more and slightly better armors. All right, we're going to hit Burst of Speed and quickly save it and open the door. Drexel says something, but I can't hear him. He says, Kylie Kane, I've been anticipating this encounter. Here we are, face to face at last, yet again. I'm rather thankful for your skills in battle. I did not wish to be robbed of my chance for revenge. Leave while you can, Drexel. The artifact's staying here. This time, Kylie, the situation is different. I will defeat you and then claim the artifact, which is rightfully mine. Are you insane? Do you not realize what the exchange will do with the artifact? I never planned to actually deliver the artifact to the exchange. The promise alone was enough to thrust swiftly up their hierarchy and allow me access to resources. And with those resources and whatever power lays within the artifact, I can finally achieve my true objective, to reshape the galaxy into a paradise fueled by anarchy, where fellow warriors can live a life of their children without limitation or restraint. It is my goal. My dream! Is this guy Solid fucking Snake? Or Big Snake? Or just Snake? The original Snake? Yeah, Big Boss? This is Big Boss's dream. That's what this is. Big Boss's dream. It's a dream I can't allow to be realized. You must be stopped at all costs. And now we fight. When you're dead, nothing can stop me from recognizing my dream. Let's finish this. A lightsaber? Extremely powerful weapon, as I experienced firsthand on Tatooine. I've had this weapon for many months, only now finding a suitable use for it. You're no Jedi, Drexel. Don't expect to wield that lightsaber as effectively as one. You underestimate me. It is a mistake that'll cost you dearly. Let's finish this. Prepare for your end, Kylie Kane. All right, we're going to start with a burst of speed. And then immediately go into... Force Wave. And then we're going to run Stasis Field. And then begin our fun times of fun. Master Flurry. Ha! Oh, did I mention Master Flurry is, in fact, quite awesome with Burst of Speed on? Because we're doing multiple attacks around. All right, so now we do... we're going to do another Force Wave to stop his compatriots from shooting at me, because that hurts. He gets killed by another, and he says, "Again, it seems I cannot defeat you, Kylie. But no matter, I have prepared for this. Cease your attack, and your life will be spared." Why would I do that? Everything is proceeding to plan. What do you mean? You didn't think the mission of this mission is solely dependent on this battle, did you? If so, you're more of a fool than I thought. From the beginning, this attack was merely a diversion. As we speak, one of Orion's crew members should have successfully infiltrated the storage room where the artifact is being kept. Traitor is among the Orion crew, not a traitor. Merely the last remaining crew member with loyalties that still lie within with the Orion's true captain. Don't be a fool, Drexel. You can't possibly know what dangers lie with the artifact. I have no more uses yet for you, Jedi. It's time for you to die. Poisonous fumes surround you. Your Jedi training allows you to survive, just barely. You're put into a trance. Goodbye, Kane. The pleasure was all mine. He cheated! All right, we awakened from our trance-like state. He thought it would kill us. That's why they were wearing mouthpieces. An eerie atmosphere echoes across the Orion. I feel as something has been awakened. Okay. Something old. Okay. Something very old. You have a bad feeling about this. I do have a bad feeling about this. All right, journal entry says, Brotherhood of Shadow, blah, blah, blah. Something terrible has awakened. Okay. Okay. Looks like we have a bunch of corpses laying around here. Straight up corpses. Not even half corpses. Like, straight up corpses. All right, we also got some exchange battle armor, which is... I can't wear it, but let's go look at it and see what it does. Let's see here. Battle armor is here, and it is a heavy armor, defense 11, plus the dexterity bonus of 1, plus 3, resist 5 bludgeoning, resist 5 piercing, resist 5 slashing, plus 3 and charisma. Not a bad piece of armor, actually. We open the door to see corpses lying all around the ground, all on the ground. A man sitting well across from us stands up. We begin walking our path. Walking towards him, I believe. He's following us. No, he's not. He's not on our path. He's following us. We open another door. We walk through. The man still follows us. Why are we not turning around? Something old, something new, something ghostly. He's a ghost. Where'd he go? Where'd the ghost man go? Something very ancient. An exchange shoulder stands in the middle of the hallway, holding his head. Looks like he's about to start screaming. Let's ask and see what's going on. We're going to save it before we do, because, you know, never know what's going to happen. See if the dialogue pops up. You're one of Drexel's men. What's wrong with you? He continues to hold his head and just kind of shake back and forth violently. Well, what's the matter with you, man? And as if just to say, two dark Jedi appear beside him and then use life drain on him, healing his life energy from him, killing him. No, they don't life drain him. They put life into him. We opened up this fight with a force wave immediately, turning into a burst of speed because we want the upper hand in this fight. We're going to then move into a flurry of blows, or a master flurry, I should say, which does 37 damage. We're going to do another force wave to kind of give ourselves a little bit more leeway, plus 6 seconds of more damage. Very nice. Master Flurry, 16, 17, 20, 12, 7 damage with another Master Flurry, and the final Master Flurry, what looks to be the final Master Flurry, only does 15 damage, but he doesn't fall. Finally, the man falls. The Dark Jedi, or Dark Thing, stands before us again. We are kind of figuring out what's going on. We ask, who are you? What happened to everyone? We are shadows. No more presence than flesh. We seek to reclaim that all that our bane was taken from us. All right, what do you want? It is no concern to you, mortal. You exist to feed our will, nothing more. He attacks us. He did a life drain attack, and it did literally nothing to us. I don't think so. Now he launches a lightsaber, looking like he's ready to fight us. He is the Brotherhood of Shadow, or he's a brother of Shadow. We're going to quickly save it because I have no idea what's about to happen. And we're going to apply a burst of speed first and foremost, then immediately apply a wave of life, a wave of energy. And then we're going to, while he's standing there, I think I'm for a cryoban grenade at his feet. And that worked. Now we're going to start up with the Master of Flurries. Before we do that, we're also going to run. We're going to run them hands. What we're going to run? We're going to run a. We're going to run a med pack, but it'll be an advanced med pack if I can. No usable item. Advanced med pack. Yeah, we'll grab one of those. That'll heal us completely, I believe. And we can begin the Master Flurry. He broke out of that really fast. Like, really fast. And we did 35 damage on that last attack. And even with Master Speed, he just vanished. We got no experience from it. We're going to save it really fast, just in case something else weird goes on. Run Burst of Speed again, and run a heal real fast. With Burst of Speed, we actually move faster, too, even though it messes the screen up a little bit, and it's a little frustrating. We open the command module and walk through. This is weird. I kind of like it. As we enter the command module, we can say the same eerie presence is here as part of the Orion. In this part of the Orion, I should say. You can sense the presence of life. Although faint, it does seem that some of Orion's crew has survived. Okay, that's good to see. It's good to hear. Okay. Looks like the animals in the animal bay have failed, have passed away. And the storage room, it says, hey, you, Rapan, Stupa, we know you're out there. Don't play dumb. Who are you? I recognize that voice. You're the outsider. You're the Jedi. It's me, the Orion's mechanic. Surely you remember me. Yes. Sadly. Where are you? The storage room. I'm in the storage room. What are you doing in there? I fell in here, you see, and then the door closed and locked itself behind me. It must have been a malfunction. Bad luck on my part. Your lies won't work on me, mechanic. Fine, you win. I'm the guy who helped out Captain Dressel. I'm the inside man. You're the traitor. I'm not a traitor, it's everyone else. I never warned that Murglock as the captain. Besides, I had other reasons. What reasons? I'm sick of working here. There's too many things to fix and too many idiots breaking things all the same time. It gets tiring, you know? My job was to access the storage room so Captain Drexel could do what he needed to the ancient artifact here. He said no one would be hurt. He was in a pretty good mood when he arrived here. After boasting a little, he touched the artifact, said something strange, and then poofed, it opened. Though he must have forgotten something important, as the only thing that came from the artifact was a bolt of energy that hit him square in the chest. He then collapsed and hasn't moved an inch ever since. What followed was then even worse. I heard screams from all around the Orion. Being the smart Doros I am, I thought I'd just lock the storage room and keep myself from being all corpse-like. If you manage to lock the door, Why can't you unlock the door? Well, I dropped the mechanism for the door and it broke. To be fair, I had just drank a whole crate of Juma juice. You can't believe some of the stuff in here. All right, what's wrong with the console here? Oh, you mean the storage room console? Last thing I wanted was for some sobbing Murloc to come in here and annoy me with their whining, so I made sure I blasted it. So how can I open this door? I need to gain access to the artifact. There's a console on the other end of the Orion that should allow you to unlock and open this door. Sure, it'll work. Trust me, it'll work. Now go find that console and get me out of here. Fine, I'll access the console. I'll unlock the bridge, door for the bridge for you. Oh my goodness. So, screwed us. Gotcha. What an idiot. All right, we're continuing our path through the area here. And that Brotherhood of Shadow Man is still standing, is standing at the helm of the Orion right now. Room where we were talking to the Murloc, apparently, earlier in the show. Reality has lost ours to exist within. Even if only in spirit, it will be enough to endure the long search for what lay ahead. The search for flesh, the search for purpose. Okay. Who are you? That lightsaber belonged to Damon Drexel. What have you done with him? Damon, the one who set us free. He tampered with the Shadow's Bane, and in turn, it consumed him. All right, what are your plans? You have plans, one must have purpose. One must have flesh. And both of those were lost to the Shadow's Bane. What did you do to the crew of the ship? The sacrifice will sustain our will. Without flesh, it is a necessity that we cannot even dismiss. Who are you? We shadows are all that remains of what once was. We are spirits without flesh. We are spirits without purpose. What happens now? For what reasons we cannot yet explain, your existence infuriates us. You echo an existence, yet without flesh, we shadows are unable to call what that existence is or was. My life is my own, as are my choices. Such trivialities are presently of little importance, for we suspect you have what we most desperately speak. A vessel of flesh sufficient to meet our requirements. And the battle begins again. We start with a stasis field and immediately push into Force Wave. If you wonder why Force Wave has become so common among these trips, it's because it's so freaking powerful. And we are immediately set into attacking the enemy here. We still have the Force speed up, so we should be fine on this. Ready for 12, 30. That was 18, 22, and 16 on that hit. We're going to respond with a Force Wave, and then we're immediately responding with a couple Master Flurries. And that Brother of Steel is destroyed. He stands holding his head. Yes, you are most definitely the one. The strength and the Force cannot be disputed. You must submit yourself to us, for only together we can shape a new vessel of flesh. You expect me to cooperate with you, you are sorely mistaken. You've killed innocent people here. That I cannot forgive. Do not mourn the passing of who have fallen here. Their flesh was not fit to be our vessel, yet you will serve to sustain our presence for a time. I don't believe you. Burst of speed. We're taking a look around the docking bay to see if on here. There is not. So we continue down the bridge. We see Sarah Dangan's supply, and sadly, she is not here. Looks like M4H4 is here. The Astromech droid appears to be heavily damaged. Examined closer, we notice a collection of audio recordings jammed in the astromech droid's frame. Let us listen to the first recording. Vanilla is dead. Kalana is dead. I killed her myself. We were so close once, like sisters. Yet the Mandalorian Wars changed all that. Bevan changed all that. Spoke of many things here in our encounter. Some making sense, others making none. What is certain is that I can no longer command the Force which flows within me. Though I have little doubt I will find use for it here. With the exception of Captain Drexel, these people are weak. with nothing but their contemptible desire for adventure to see them through their pointless, soon-to-be short lives. Oh, shit. Listen to the second recording. It is true. Revan is indeed dead. Malik betrayed my master and then claimed the title of Dark Lord of the Sith himself. Oh, no. Had I known of his true intentions, I would have killed Malik of Malachor IV. Malachor V. All I have left is the crystal which resided with my lightsaber destroyed in an escape from my master's ship. My role in the Orion's merchant shall allow me to secure the parts I need to rebuild it, but it'll never be the same. I will never be the same. Wait, whoa. Sarah? Sarah was Revan's apprentice? Oh, shit, that's dope! Okay, let's listen to that third recording. Kobayashi approached me today and delivered the news that a faction within the Orion's crew was secretly plotting to overthrow Damon Drexel from his captaincy. This news comes as a little surprise. Since my arrival here, I've been told that Captain Drexel has changed beyond recognition, that he's become a different man, more determined, more ruthless, and more unforgiving. It is a matter of time before even the more virtuous of the crew intervened. Kobayashi doesn't believe this to be a coincidence and suggests that my dark presence may have unforeseen effects on Drexel's already unstable psyche. I can't say I believe him. Then again, with the Force, anything is possible. This is good stuff right here. I'm telling you all, this is good stuff. Fourth recording, let's take a listen. How many months has that been since I've been here, since I began living this false life? At first, it seemed like a necessary deceptive, one that would ultimately allow me to return to my true self, unscathed. Yet the opportunity to escape came and passed, time after time. Why didn't I escape? Why didn't I leave these people to their fates? Have I actually grown to tolerate, even enjoy the company of these people? What has happened to me? What has happened to me? Since Revan's passing, everything has changed for me. Having only recently regained my connection to the Force, I am now weaker, there is no doubt. But why does this not trouble me as much as it should? Our new captain brought an outsider aboard the Orion during our stop to Tatooine. The Force is strong with this one. I wonder who it could be. All right. We leave now. M4H4. Sarah is gone. So Sarah was apparently an apprentice to our character here, Revan, during the Mandalore Wars. We open the door. And we see the Brotherhood of Shadow standing there again. Out of respect for your power, we have chosen not to force ourselves upon you. In turn, you must realize and accept that you are destined to deliver us, we shadows, our vessel of flesh. Embrace this fate, and its rewards will be aplenty. Yeah, I don't believe you. Sorry, we about to fight again? Nope, you're running away. I am saving it because that was some interesting stuff. All right, let's look around real quick. I don't see anyone. Wait a minute. The save screen for the Brotherhood of Shadow has a picture of Sarah on it. So Sarah is probably going to become one of my compatriots. I talked to the medical droid real quick, and it can do nothing. I'm going to look for this console here. I tried to click this door. The door did nothing. Just like it did in the account. This is laid out very much like the tutorial ship. So a lot of the areas that you would expect like not to be available on the tutorial ship are probably not available here as well. Because I don't think, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm very wrong, but I don't think you could make new maps. And if they did, I'll be surprised. But this is not a new map. This is a BioWare map that they repurposed, recolored and repurposed. Let's open the door here. So this is not anywhere near as like extensive as something you would see in something like Neverwinter Nights or something like the Divinity and Original Sin, because I think that the Divinity games also have an editor as well that you can edit maps and stuff in. That's something I really do want to get into at some. They're like 100-hour games, so that may not be a thing we do. Anyways, opening this door, we see Sarah running. I just saw her running. She's running from the controller panel. I'm actually going to chase her instead of chasing. A discarded backpack lays on the ground, having a Circa muscle suit and 5 life support packs. Actually, we are going to hit that panel here. System loading. Open the storage room door. Find the information regarding the key code. Announcement transcript concerning storage room automatic lockdown. As you know, a role in the recent destruction of the Formidable has done a great many wonders to our reputation. However, it has made us a prime target for both the Republic Navy and bounty hunters alike. Should the Orion be boarded, the storage room now automatically set to be lockdown mode safeguard any merchandise. Upon entry of the 3 entry codes, coded keys, in a set numerical order into any of Orion's computer terminals, the immersion room will then lockdown will be removed and the storage room can then be reopened. All right. Let's access the information on location. Some of you have asked where the emergency code keys for the storage room are being kept, so the captain has asked me to clarify this with you all. Okay, something bad happens. I'm only going to tell you this once, so don't forget. Each of the 3 code keys is hidden within its own designated droid. It can only be accessed by getting down and dirty with the rusty innards. In other words, you have to shut down the droid and manually access its memory core to retrieve the code key. We're still working on a more user-friendly means of recovering the code key, but our resident mechanic is currently too busy repairing and upgrading verbal. Okay, so we have 3 droid parts areas. That would explain why he was getting the droid parts. But what droids was he speaking of? All right, let's go open this door where we saw what I think was Sarah, a merchant. The door seems to be locked from the other side. You can sense life behind the door. Okay, yeah, we can do that. Hey, can you hear me? The whispers say, I'm alive, but I think I'm really dead. A vessel of flesh? The shadow's bane? What's wrong with you? Unlock the door. They seek nourishment from my flesh, yet they have nothing to nourish with the presence. A vessel of flesh? A vessel of flesh? A vessel of flesh? Gone insane, haven't you? Open the door, please. The shadow! The shadow! The shadow! It wants my flesh! Oh. Okay. 3... Get down! You're surrounded! Waylon Val is surrounded by 4 brothers of Shadow, and it looks like I'm just going to be assaulting Waylor himself. Sadly, he fell so simply. I feel so bad because I swear I didn't see Waylor. We see a utility droid sitting beside Waylor, and we ask him to give me the code key. He doesn't seem to want to give me the key. I need to explain the situation to the droid. We then explain the situation to the droid. That's basically it. I need the code. Droid still doesn't want to seem to give you the code key. We got to kick the droid. We then kick the droid. We then check the remains of the droid. And it gives us the code key. Stupid droid. I don't like kicking droids. That's so aggravating. But he was not in there. So there's nothing. I could have swore I saw her run in there. All right. So this is the computer panel, but we still got to find the 3 keys. So we're looking for 3 droids. And I know of 1 droid. I know of the medical droid. And I know of the other droid. So let's go... I guess kick the medical droid. Poor droid. Here, medical droid. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry. This medical droid does not have it. So we're still looking for 2 other droids. M4H4 is standing there. And let's talk to M4H4 and examine the droid closer. Looks like we can do nothing with M4H4, sadly. Don't see. Maybe we could check the footlocker that was behind Sarah. All the robes, the Mandalorian robes were there from the Mandalorian Wars. All the colors actually is there as well. And I think we're not wearing one, but we can actually check all of them. They all have the immunity to fear, of course, and the same dexterity bonus of 5 across the board, it looks like. Yeah. So there we go. We're again not going to change colors, but that is there just in case we want it. All right, we're still looking for those droids. We've got one card. Maybe we just need to put in the first card, and the other droids will just give up the ghost. I don't know. The other two droids that I can think of don't have them. So let's ask the guy, the man in the garage, where those codes would be. He's just pissed and says, "Hurry up and unlock the door, you dingbat!" You, man, I don't like you either, but you don't have to be mean. All right, we're walking back through the ship and looking for those code keys. But again, I'm not seeing any droids around that I can actually access that could give me said code keys. We're looking in the trash right now to see if any of this stuff here could do it. It cannot. We're being wise now and actually using our E and Q keys, which allow us to tab through accessible items. Let's open that computer panel and input the first key code. All right. We got 500 experience for the key code there, but we're still missing the other code keys. This puts us in a really weird position because I don't know what I'm looking for. And I hope the game is not bugged out. There was that droid I kicked earlier, right? What about the droid parts that I picked up for Sarah? Those are probably important, right? I don't know. I don't have a clue. So we're just kind of having walking sounds. Anyways, while I'm doing the exploration, I want to quickly tell you guys about other awesome projects that we have on the way, including, if you check out the Patreon, for those of you who are listening to this, early access, this is not for you. But for those of you who are, you know, on the live feed, on the standard, we should all, if you look at the Patreon, you look at the Ko-fi, you can actually check out those blog posts where you'll see progress on the game I'm working on. Because I should start having progress on those games soonish. Let's check M4H4 one more time. He's got to have something, right?
Okay.
I'm seeing if there's anything that we can figure out here. Third. We can't do anything with that droid. Okay. The only things here are M4H4, the supply sign, which just says supply. I don't recall any droids in the next area, but let's go back there and see if there were any droids in the next area. I mean, I may be misremembering things. That's fine. Let's go back to the starboard section and see if there were. You never know. I was under the impression the starboard section was pretty... Duh, droid maintenance! All right, let's check droid maintenance real fast. Okay, droid maintenance has nothing. Literally, okay. I'm back in the starboard section, and... not seeing anything interactable. That is a problem. I could have sworn that I saw Sarah run into that room, and maybe she did. And maybe I just didn't look hard enough in that room. Okay. So let's walk our happy butt back there. We're going to hit force speed, I think is probably the proper method here. Because at least it'll get me moving a little quicker. Right? Because that's important. But there's supposedly like a lot of stuff in this expansion, or in this thing that would be very difficult, very problematic if it got me stuck. Because the game's like, yeah, no, there's nothing you can do here. Right? So there's no doors I can go through either. And I was thinking maybe the medical droid could do something. Oh, he can now. Now that I put the first key in, he can now. Give me the key to the storage room, please. Explain the current situation to the droid. The droid does not want to give me the key code. I take the key code by force. Man, this is becoming a problem. All right. So I'm going to go put the second code in. And why did it I have to leave and come back for that to work? That makes no sense to me. All right, we input the second key. Now we need to go get the third key. And you do have to do it this way. This is kind of infuriating, a little infuriating to me. That it has to be done this way. M4H4, you are the final droid on this list. I'm sorry. We're going to kick the droid because he's heavily damaged. Poor astromech droid. Grab his remains. And we're going to take the items. I forgot how little time Force Speed lasts. Doesn't last very long. Lasts like, what, 12 seconds or so? All right, we're going to input the final piece of the code here. And we open the storage room. It's open now. Nice. All right, now let's walk back over there and deal with the problem. The door just shut. Why'd the door shut? That must mean a cutscene's happening. Cutscene happens. We're walking down the hallway. The door's going to reopen, maybe? No, we're just walking down the hallway. There's another Brotherhood of Shadow. Brother of Shadow. He says, why do you continue to believe you can resist us? Are you blind to the truth? Or are you just a fool? We see. It is hope. And know this. Hope is the antithesis of progress, serving only to delay the inevitable. Witness a demonstration of our power and cast aside those delusions forever! Come forth, Brother Shadows. Show this being how we ascended beyond our tormented existence and attained a timeless supremacy. Okay. One, two, three, four. Four black shadowed people appeared. Hooded cloak, burnt face, all that good jazz. Looks like we're fighting all of the Brothers of Shadow at the same time, except the main one, apparently. So we're going to start with a stasis field as normal. And then hit that good force wave. There we go. We did a good force wave. Yeah, that's exactly what we want. Then we're going to hit a force speed. And then we're going to begin attacking by hitting that flurry. And then immediately popping that force wave again. These folks really aren't that strong, to be generally speaking. They're really not. They were all four of them attacking me simultaneously, and I was able to completely disengage with the fight, run a force wave, and then immediately turn around and attack them again. But the only thing that bothers me at this point is that we're not gaining any experience from them. Not a single ounce. They can't hit me. Or they're hitting me for little damage, like 9 damage apiece. So it's either I may have out-leveled the content or the content was made for a lower level. Either way, we won that fight. As I expected us to. I hit us with a simple... that good bed pack there. And we see more Brotherhood of Shadow, Brother of Shadows coming at us real hot and heavy. Yeah, and we're continuing with that force wave sound, as if you can't tell. But we're hitting with that. We got three Brother of Shadow now. And like I said, they're these burnt-faced Jedi. Four. I was incorrect. I miscounted is what I did. So that's what we're doing. We're doing that. We're continuing the Master of Flurry, Force Wave, Master of Flurry kind of attack structure. Because that is the Force Wave, Master of Flurry is what I meant to say. Until we have one left. And then we're blocking nearly everything he's doing. And they're not pushing the strength going on. We've got so many med packs. I'm, again, not worried about using my force at all. Four more of them. It would be funny if it were not so sad. It would be funny if it weren't so sad. Anyways, continuing on, we got five of them in this round. Remember when I said this would be the combat episode? This is the combat episode. As we work our way through the Brotherhood of Shadow here, I actually accidentally just let all five of them attack me at the same time, which was a bad idea. I'm just going to put that out. It was an absolutely terrible idea. But we're going to begin to take out the rest of them here. Summarily. Nope, I want to do Force Wave again. Followed by Master Flurry. And then I want to do Force Wave again, followed by Master Flurry. And then let's just go with Master Flurry for the final one because he is still locked up in combat. And he falls. Well, there's two more across the way that were not attacking me. They actually were attacking me. And I took both of them out with a Force Wave. It looks like the resistance is getting heavier as I get towards the back of the ship, as I get towards the masterful artifact. One more is hiding behind the door. I immediately take him out with a literal Force Wave. No problems there whatsoever. I kind of find that hilarious. I walk through the door and Force Wave immediately. Let's talk to the mechanic real quick. He says, it's about time. I was beginning to wonder if such a simple task was stretching your abilities too far. Thanks for the compliment. You all right? All right. I'm not even dignified with that response after all I've been through. But in truth, what do you make of our current situation? Any chance we escape here alive? Drexel has tampered with the artifact and unwillingly released something very, very, very old. And then I take it I do admit. I'd like to have gone out doing something I love, but that's fate for you, haven't it? Have it, you're not doomed. If I examine the artifact, I might be able to find a way to stop these things. In the storage room over there. Come this way, I'll show you. How did he survive? The nice people not. It's the artifact in all its glory, though I wouldn't advise you touch it or anything. Captain Drexel already made that mistake, and as you can see, it cost him dearly. What's the destination of the ship? We can't allow these beings to spread across the Orion. The Orion is set in autopilot mode. It should take us all the way to the RO system. Nice place. Can't wait to get there myself. If something were to happen to me, I want you to pilot the Orion into the nearest black hole. We can't take any chances. I'm fine with the flying, not with the dying. The galaxy needs people like me. I noticed the safe pod in the starboard section. You'd be able to make that, use that to make an escape. Is that your solution? How do we defeat these beings? Don't know. Well, what's the Karki plan? Standing around doing nothing isn't going to solve any of our problems. I'm going to examine the artifact. In closer inspection, you notice the artifact has rows of unfamiliar symbols which run down each side towards its base. We are now going to touch the artifact. We touch the artifact. Nothing happens. We kick the artifact. My leg hurts. Why? This is not funny, okay? Kicking things is not funny. The artifact opens. It hits me with some lightning powers. Explodes. Hits me with a lot of lightning powers. I think I just went into the artifact. Okay. White screen. You awaken to a great white void. Okay. This place is devoid of life. I can see that. It is a great white void. We are in a great white void. Literally devoid of life. This place is devoid of everything, of anything and everything, and all things and everything, and nothing even. What? You have a very bad feeling about this. Thank you! Okay. I see Damon Drexel in the distance. Let's go talk to him. I'm gonna save it a little bit. Hello, Damon. You a dumb too? Damon Drexel, I know we've had our differences, but we must work together to escape this place. Okay. What's wrong with you? Well, hello? He doesn't seem to react.
You took our one.
At last! You have come here! Oh! It's Spooky Dude! Welcome to the Shadows Bane, a timeless entrapment which has spawned a millennia worth of torments. It is your present, it is your future. Okay? I need to escape this place. Sorry, the galaxy's fate rests on my shoulders. Then you understand the true strategy of the Shadows Bane. But what value is life if one does not possess the means to do anything with it? To influence the galaxy around them, to make a mark upon time. All right. Can you not run up to me like that? That is freaking creepy, dude. Oh, you really did not like. Thanks for that. Yes, he hit me like 5 times in a row. It was great. And by great, I mean it was awful. All right. We just did Force Wave. We're now going to continue our plans into the Force Flurry of Flurries. It's very difficult to see his life energy, but what I can tell you is that Force the Flurry attack only lasts for 2 rounds, which is 2 flurries, before I have to reapply it. So that's kind of the goal here. Flurry, flurry, wave. And now he is defeated. Okay. He says, as you can see, we shadows are not powerless here. This prison was never designed to hold his mind as powerful as ours. And thus, while it was once only torment, it is now our prison. Because of that supremacy, you can no longer continue the pathetic rebellion, which is to not continue to deny you vessel, us vessel of flesh. We are in control here, for this is our work. Huh. What do you hope to achieve? Does the slaughter of innocent people justify the results? The Brotherhood of Shadow does not have a purpose yet. We have forgotten why we were cast into the Shadow's Bane. We only know that we should feel a hatred to those responsible. We seek flesh so that we renew our lost knowledge. What flesh, you asked? The flesh is who you are, but is what we are not. It is that we exist in the reality outside of the Bane. We desire your body to claim it as our vessel of flesh. Only then will we possess the means to rediscover the true purpose of the Brotherhood of Shadow. Sorry to disappoint you, but you're not still in my body. You're free to delusion yourself, but it won't change the truth. When you become entrapped in the Shadow's Bane, your inhibited flesh remains behind. And even though we cannot claim that flesh, it must defeat its native essence, your essence. Never seen a place like this. What is it? Alright, so this is the Shadow's Bane. Where are you from? They don't remember. What have you done with Damon? He's another victim, but doesn't maintain their strength or maintain his sanity, and how do I escape? Alright, escape cannot be achieved so easily. When the prison was open, we were able to use the powers of our imposed supremacy to temporarily project ourselves in the fabric of true reality. That time was unlimited, lasting only as long as we could nourish ourselves along the energy of the living. So it is you. The Brotherhood of Shadow is in control here. Wouldn't it be possible to bargain with you for my freedom? To regain your flesh and freedom, you must first defeat us in a battle of wills. You're eager to do battle, but you're still in truth and mystery of our shadow. Seems like I have another truth. Learn what you will, then finish this once and for all. Be at peace, if only for a time. Much as we do sense within your past, whoever you are, wherever you are of treachery, you are of deceit, you are of the darkness. It's a battle of wills, it's a battle of wills, it's a battle of wills!
Savior, conqueror, hero, villain, you are all things, Revan, and yet you are nothing. In the end, you belong to neither the light nor the darkness. You will forever stand alone.
All right, we see a scene of the Leviathan. And, looks like Dark Jedi speaking. It's me on the Leviathan. It says, let me pass. I have important information for Darth Revan. It's my past. Oh, shit. It's my past. There are Sith soldiers everywhere. I am standing at the helm, apparently. Right. We're waiting on this man to walk up to us, this Twi'lek to walk up to us, and we turn around, I guess. He says, Lord Revan, I bring traveling information from one of our fleets in the Outer Rim. Traveling information? Tell me what you have learned. Well, Aiden, commanding officer of his fleet, informs us in the recent hours his scouts have discovered a huge gathering of Republic forces within his sector. According to the information we have received, it's clear the Republic is planning some form of attack. Republic building an attack force on the safety of its. If the Republic is truly building such an attack force, our enemy is either extremely cunning, extremely. My lord, on your behalf, I have ordered Admiral Aiden to maintain an observatory, an observation on the Republic fleet. We have a couple options here that we can choose, and I'm. We will not destroy our enemies so hastily. We'll give them room to breathe. The Republic has a hidden agenda beyond this military buildup. I wish to find out what it is. Send the message to all the fleets in this sector to join with this Outer Rim fleet, and then wait for my command. I understand, Lord Revan. I shall keep you updated upon any further developments. Something on your mind. Your thoughts. Lord Revan, may I have a moment of your time? What troubles you? What is he going to say? Lord Revan, when I complete this operation, may I have a small absence to leave visit Telos? Recent victim of Sith orbital bombardment? Telos, what business? Hold there. I have family on Telos. Since the bombardment, I have not heard any news from them and worried for their safety. If Malak hadn't given the order. I'm sorry, Lord Revan. Forgive me. I do not wish to condemn your apprentice nor his actions. Malak may be my apprentice. Not mean he is exempt from criticism. You, Admiral, I value you. Yes, Lord Revan. I am not completely unsympathetic to your situation, Admiral. You may tend to attend to a small leave of absence to your family on.
Mucha!
Thank you, Lord Revan. I am a Sith. I am evil. But I am. I'm like lawful evil. Like, I'm not laughably evil. My lord, a transmission from Admiral Aiden aboard the Linarian awaits you. He states the great significant developments have occurred concerning the Republic fleet. Very well, begin the transmission. Lord Revan demands an update on the recent development. Admiral, you are authorized to begin your transmission. This is Admiral Aiden, Lord Revan. Developments have occurred concerning the fleet. Speak. An hour ago, I ordered a small strike team to engage our enemy. The purpose of the attack was to allow me to probe our enemy's strength and perhaps even shed some light on their formational tactics for the forthcoming battle. I have discovered something of great interest. Admiral, my orders were clear, and yet you have disobeyed them and prematurely disengaged. You have prematurely engaged the enemy. I hope for your sake you have a clear justification. I ordered my fighters to attack a group of suspicious fighters that were encircling the fringes of the Republic fleet. During this attack, my fighters were unfortunately destroyed. Then what conclusions do you draw from these events, Admiral? Pilots, Lord Revan, they were Jedi. That's so. If what you say is indeed true, then why do you believe they are there, Admiral? I assure you, Lord Revan, the Jedi are there. I give you my word. But for what reason, I do not know. But it was a reckless decision to attack without the authorization of your superiors.
We eat another.
But Lord Revan, with all due respect, if it had not been my willingness to investigate, we'd have been completely unaware of the Jedi's presence and taken surprise by the battle itself began. Why would we have been taken by surprise when we have known for some time that this is now a common practice for Jedi to be integrated within the Republic fleets? Did that small detail slip your mind, Admiral? Or did you perhaps not bother to read the intelligence reports? Now, knowing that we are aware of their military buildup, the Republic may rethink their strategy, or even withdraw their sector entirely. This would allow us, this denies us the chance to learn of the true motives here. Please forgive me, Lord Revan. I was careless to act in such a manner without first seeking your authorization. At the time, it seemed a logical course of action to take. You have directly disobeyed my command, Admiral. Not something I give so lightly. Lord Revan, allow me to engage the public fleets using the full might of my forces under my command. I will crush them. Anyone can make an error, Admiral. That error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. You are to wait for my order to engage, nothing more. Understand, I'll put my forces on immediate alert and await your command. It is time for us to join the battle. You'll see firsthand what surprises our enemies have in store for us. I like how it allows me to really kind of shape how Revan was. I was speaking for Revan in that fight. Now, of course, we know how the battle ends. The battle ends with Vassila and her crew onboarding the ship and it being assaulted by Malak's fleet. So, I mean, there is that snafu coming. I'm sorry, I get the hiccups right at the end of this recording. And the Republic fleet is sitting outside with one capital class and multiple battle cruiser ships and tons and tons and tons of fighters. We have our capital class ships, and it looks like we have multiple capital class ships as well as battle cruiser style ships and fighters to send out the battle cruisers. Guns are ready and are about to begin firing as both lines begin prepping for the fight. Guns are ready, fighters are ready, and we begin the shooting. The shooting begins, and they begin hitting the Republic ships, blowing them from hell. We've destroyed a battle cruiser, or the Sith destroyed a battle cruiser, I should say. As our fighter pilots begin flying on the ships and begin doing the boarding tactics and all the, you know, the normal fun stuff. Lord Revan, I bring news of progress on our ships on the front line of the battle. Our fleet has destroyed a significant amount of the Republic forces, including the capital ship Forerunner, but we have suffered loss of our own. Lord, the Asgard has been lost. Form the remaining ship that failure is not acceptable. They are not to follow the Asgard's example. Something troubles me. The Republic forces seem unusually coordinated, more so than standard Republic battle tactics allow for. I sense other forces are at work which are influencing the tide of the battle. Republic seeks to claim its victory merely through strength of arms. Something is amiss. But my lord, the Republic victory here is strategically impossible. We outnumber them immeasurably. Search your feeling. Victory was never the Republic's real objective. Pressure needs to be applied to our energy to encourage them to reveal their true motives. What capital ships await for the command? Currently three ships, my lord. The Sigyn, under the command of Admiral Targosian. The Leviathan, under the command of Admiral Marathan. Admiral Carathan, your Prince Malax. And finally, the Valhalla, under the command of Admiral Galen. Send word to the Sigyn and Valhalla to engage the Republic forces, which shall suffocate our enemy with viable options until they have no other alternative than proceed with their true objective. Lord Revan, I shall transmit your orders immediately. We are talking to Sarah, by the way. The Sarah who was the same merchant we spoke to on the Orion. Multiple ships begin to overwhelm. multiple ships begin to overwhelm the ships on the fleet, and we are basically taking them out one by one. You see this mass of ships coming at each other. This is a reminiscent of the scene in Star Wars Episode 3 where Anakin and Obi-Wan were flying through the space battling and starfighting. You have these aircraft basically flying around, shooting at each other, pew, 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 stuff like that. It's really a fascinating scene. And I hesitate
it's
to believe...
Due to my battle meditation, I was with the Jedi Strike team that boarded Revan's ship. We did not kill Revan, however.
Okay, that was Bastila. But yeah, so I heard... So this is, I'm assuming... this is when they captured Revan, if I'm not mistaken. I like that the Brotherhood of Shadows actually lets you play through this section, which is awesome. Republic, Jedi, reported the ship. Stop them. And then the Twi'lek that we were talking to earlier has passed away. Without seeing his friends on his family on Teela, sadly. Lord Revan, the Jedi aborted the ship. So the true Republic's true objective in the battle is revealed. As I suspected, this battle was merely a distraction. Distraction to allow the Jedi to slip aboard my ship unnoticed.
Pudu.
I place my trust in your greater wisdom, my lord. What do we know of our enemy? From our intelligence gathered by Admiral Aiden, this task force is composed by a selection of Jedi Knights and Republic soldiers. You are to access all operational surveillance cameras in the area, find the true location, and determine every likely destination of importance. Yes, my lord. Allow me to access a nearby terminal. He runs to a terminal. Camera E4 has been destroyed, so has camera E7. Camera E3 and camera E9 is actually operational, so we patched through the feed. And we are now patching through the feed. You see the Jedi stasising, blocking all attacks, and then killing our soldiers. There's some Jedi Knights that ran through, and there's Bastila Shan and some Republic. Oh.
For the Jedi!
And there was Republic. There was our brand. Huh, Bastila. She could be turned. She could become a powerful ally. What do you command, my lord? Republic's continued defiance is starting to become a problem. It is time we countered this threat with the ferocity it demands. Gather all the dark Jedi.
Kipun.
Shall be done. All the Jedi, dark Jedi, are standing there with, there's a gray, white, gray, blue, gray, white, red, gray. You are the elite of the Dark Jedi, the tools of the Dark Side. You've embraced your passions and broken free from the chains of the Jedi Code. The Dark Side calls upon you once serve it once more.
Tell me what I must do, Master. Anything.
The Blue One spoke up. History is on the power of the Dark Side. History is on the move. Those who cannot keep up will be left behind to watch from a distance. Those who stand in our way will cease to watch. The Republic is stagnant and incompetent, unfit to grasp the greatest burdens and responsibilities of ruling this great galaxy. The Jedi, the heart of that Republic, seeks not to embrace its chance for true power, but stands idle while its strength has dissolved away into nothing. The Republic refuses to accept that this war is now lost to them. This is even more evident today. They have launched the last desperate assault on the Sith Empire using a strike team composed of only the most capable of Jedi. Meet these Jedi in combat, but destroy them not. Teach through our teachings, they shall be reshaped into greater beings.
We will not fail you, Master.
Embrace the dark side and you shall be victorious. A bunch of red lightsabers are ignited and the men are off to do battle. Yay! Fighting! The men come in contact. They're running down the hallways. They're running down the hallways now towards the prize Jedi, wagging their lightsabers. It's actually kind of hilarious how they're waving the lightsabers around. It was cute. Okay, they're running down the hallways, lightsabers waving left to right. Okay, it was adorable. Standing in the bay here. Lord Revan, from the defeat of the Mandalorians to the conquest of the Republic, I've ever been the shadow at your side. Allow me to fight for you once more. You've served me well, Shadow. But it is not your fate to die here. You know this. But my lord, I cannot stand idly by and do nothing. I exist solely to serve you. You're a servant of my will, and to serve that which is most critical to ours, you must leave this place. Do not expect you to understand, Shen, but I expect you. If it's what you commanded me, my lord, I shall leave this place. But no matter what transpires, I will always remain your shadow. Oh, that was Sarah. He has a double-bladed lightsaber! Cool!
The outcome of that battle was unexpected to all of us. The memory of my confrontation with Revan is painful.
Okay. And the Bastila Shan is now on the bridge, and now we're seeing the actual battle. Now we see the battle between Bastila Shan and Revan as we stand here. It is foolish of the Jedi Council to send such a talented individual to such a regrettable end. But there's still hope for you, if you should join me.
I'll never fall to the dark side.
And now the battle begins. I, with a red lightsaber, and against five others. I'm going to begin with a stasis field. Can I win this fight? Force wave. It looks like I can't equip anything else, sadly. So, I guess I'm just going to start taking out Jedi. Master Flurry. Second Jedi gone. I don't want to attack this one. Force wave again. Master Flurry. And lastly, Bastila Shan. I am going to save it. And we'll find out what happens with Bastila Shan next episode. If you like what you heard today, please let me know somewhere on the internet. This has been a fantastic episode, and we'll continue next time when we talk to Bastila Shan and finish the engagements on Revan's ship. Thank you for listening, y'all. Be safe. Keep your family and friends close. Remember, be well loved. I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.